Please take your Bibles and let's stand as we turn in Hebrews chapter 13 to read verses 7 and 8 today. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 7 and 8. Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. This is God's holy word. Please be seated. Have you known faithful Christian ministers who have lived faithful Christian lives and have died faithful Christian deaths? If you have, then you understand what is being said to you here in this exhortation in Hebrews 13, verse 7, to remember them. How did these men do the things that they did? How did they live as Christians? How did they die as Christians? And what do we need to learn from their lives? The main thing we need to learn is the faith that they had, and what that faith was faith in the one who changes not. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is, as Scripture says here, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because He does not change, you also can put your faith in Him as those past faithful leaders did. Follow them. Scripture says, remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. They were faithful ministers of the gospel that were known to these Hebrew Christians. Remember, we've been looking at this letter, this book that is written that we call the book of Hebrews. And we don't know a great deal about who actually wrote it, but we do know that there were those who had come and had preached the gospel to these folks. They had proclaimed the Lord Jesus Christ, and then either they had died as Christians, or they had been martyred, or they had moved on to preach the gospel elsewhere. But they were well known by these folks, and trial and tribulation has come to this church, and folks are being told, if you will just leave behind the Lord Jesus Christ and come back to Judaism, you can have everything that these Christians promised you without persecution, without trouble, without trial. And to exhort them over and over and over again, the author of this letter has told us how great Christ is, that Christ is superior to everything, that Christ is superior to angels, that Christ is superior to Moses, that Christ's covenant is superior to the old covenant, that Christ's blood is superior to all the blood of bulls and goats and rams and lambs ever slain, that Christ is greater than all of these things. Therefore, do not turn back from Him. And now he says, remember those who preached the gospel. Remember how they lived. Remember how they died. Imitate their faith. These Christians knew their leaders. They're the ones who had come to them as missionaries. They're the ones who had established this church or these churches. They're the ones who had proclaimed the gospel boldly and faithfully. And so these Hebrew Christians knew those leaders well. They had watched them go about preaching and teaching. And what they saw in the lives of these men who had come to them was consistent Christian living. They saw these men live and practice what they preached. They didn't come and say one thing and then turn around and do something else. They were not hypocrites, but they were godly men who had led them and taught them and proclaimed the gospel to them over and over and over again. And they saw them not only on Sunday, but throughout the week in the way in which they lived. They're not like many of the cult and cult-like leaders that you can read about today. You know that there are folks today who are revered by their followers no matter what they say or no matter how they live. There are cult-like leaders today who demand sacrifice from their followers when they themselves live in luxury. There are cult-like leaders today who teach man-made heresies in the place of truth as long as it advances their power and their prestige. There are cult-like leaders who promise their followers health and wealth and anything they want just so long as they offer an offering to them in faith. These are not those men. These were godly men. The outstanding thing about these men who had come and proclaimed the gospel to these Hebrew Christians was that they demonstrated both by their words and by their deeds the genuineness of their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. They were faithful ministers of the gospel. They discharged the duties of their pastoral office with joy and not grudgingly. They faced fiery trials. They faced temptations. And they remained firm and faithful to Christ to the very end. Consider them. Consider the outcome of their way of life, it says. These folks had lived as faithful Christians. And so the Hebrews are exhorted to remember them, to think carefully about the way that they went about their daily living. That word consider means to look at again and again, to observe carefully. And so they're to ponder how their leaders reacted to setbacks and to adversity, because the first century of the church was not an easy time. This is not some wonderful age where there was no problem at all within the church. Yes, they were persecuted from without. But look at the New Testament. They also had problems within. How did these folks face setback? How did they face adversity? Think about how they faced pain and trials. Remember, it says, how their leaders dealt with things like opposition and persecution that came upon the church. And think about the joy that these men showed when some lost sinner was brought to the Savior. Think on these things. Consider these things. Think how they died. How they died faithful Christian deaths and went home to glory. Now, we're not told in Scripture whether or not these leaders were men who suffered martyrdom. They may have. But they may have lived godly lives for a period of time and then died as pastors of the church. No matter whether they suffered martyrdom or whether they died in office serving the Lord Jesus Christ, these readers and you and I are exhorted to carefully consider and to imitate their faith. They're to ponder the final results of the behavior that these men, these leaders, demonstrated up to the very end of their days. And to take courage that if these men crossed the finish line believing in Christ and did not turn back, then they too and you also need not turn back from Christ no matter what. When persecution comes, when trial comes, when difficulty comes, don't turn back. Look at how they lived. Look at how they died. They did not turn back. There is no reason to turn back. Remember, we've seen that the only thing the enemy can do is steal your stuff and kill you. But he cannot take away eternal life, and he cannot take away the treasures that you have stored in heaven. You can't take your stuff with you, but if you store treasure in heaven, it's there waiting for you. And the life that you have can not be taken from you. Eternal life is a sure blessing from God through Christ. They can only kill your body, but they cannot steal your soul. Consider how these men lived and died. Think about that. They did not turn back from Christ. You need not turn back from Christ either. Think about your past leaders. Did their lives match their words? Did they remain faithful to Christ to the very end? Did they show godly, growing Christian character? If they did, then the exhortation to you is the same as to these Hebrew Christians. Follow in their footsteps. Imitate their faith. Imitate their faith. What's the outstanding thing about these leaders? It's not that they had power. It's not that they had prestige. It's not that they had wealth. It's not that they had earthly influence. It was that they had faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what you're to look at, and that's what you're to imitate. They're called upon to imitate faith in the Lord Jesus, the faith of their leaders, not their quirks and their mannerisms, not their way of speaking and walking, but their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers, Paul says to the Philippians, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. Now, Jesus told his disciples that when a disciple is fully trained, he'll be like his teacher. In Luke 6, he said, a disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he is fully trained, will be like his teacher. And the point he's getting at is the resemblance is not merely outward, but it's an inner resemblance of this childlike faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. When I was in college, the man that led me to the Lord was a minister of the gospel, and he spoke in a rather interesting way, and all of the students would imitate him. Some would imitate him to mock him, and some would imitate him just because it was fun to do, because he spoke like this. And so most of us would go around and we would say things like he said. He pronounced the word God with about three syllables. So one day I was in class and we were waiting on him, and I said to one of my friends, one of these days I'm going to look up and he's going to be standing there. And he was. So he went to the front of the class and began to call the roll. And he said, Mr. Jones, yeah, he's here. Now, that happens. It happens because you love a person. You can pretend to be him. And there are mannerisms that people learn from people that they love, and you begin to notice that you're doing them. I had somebody tell me one time that it was a girl, said, I find myself stroking my face because you do that with your beard. So we begin to imitate, but that's not what's being said here. Yes, you imitate outward things, but the thing that you are to imitate is the inward faith. You are to have this same type of childlike faith that your leaders had in the Lord Jesus. And the good thing is that whether you're a leader in the church or not, whether you're a Christian, a man or woman in the pew, you also can be one that others imitate. You become an example for others to follow in Christ. As you live for Christ, others see you. And they see an example either to follow or to avoid, because they're going to see some kind of example. And what we're exhorted here to do and to be is examples for others to follow. Imitate those who imitate Christ, who follow after Christ. Your faith resembles the one whom you follow. And you are to live in such a way that you joyfully bring honor and glory to God through the Lord Jesus. The way that you face death, assured of the resurrection that awaits you through the Lord Jesus Christ, will give courage and will give hope to others who watch you and follow you. Because people will see. People will watch. And people will imitate. And so what you and I are to imitate is the way our leaders in the past have lived and have died. And this flows out of what they believed, and most especially the one whom they believed, the one whom they followed. They followed Jesus Christ. Look what's said about him in verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday. Those who came preaching the gospel to these Hebrew Christians did so by faith in the unchanging Lord Jesus Christ. He is the same yesterday. He is the source. He is the object of the triumphant faith that these leaders had who brought the gospel to these Hebrew Christians. And so these leaders trusted in the Lord Jesus. They lived godly lives in the face of persecution. They lived godly lives in the face of opposition. And these Hebrews who are being tempted to turn their backs on Christ should remember that the same Christ who sustained their leaders at the beginning to the very end of their lives would sustain them as well. And you also, you too, can remember that the same Lord Jesus Christ whom Matthew knew, whom Paul proclaimed, whom Augustine and Calvin and Spurgeon and all of the other faithful gospel ministers loved, this same Lord Jesus Christ, who has always been the object and always been the sustainer of the faith of His people, is the one who is the only Savior down throughout all of history, and you can trust in Him too. He's the same one that they believed in. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today. This Christ remains the same today for the people of God. He was the all-sufficient Savior of the leaders of the Hebrews. He was the all-sufficient Savior of your first leaders. And He is still the all-sufficient Savior of you today. The same Jesus whom your grandfather and great-grandfather believed in is the same Jesus that you need to trust in as well. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. He remains the same Savior throughout all of history and on into eternity. He doesn't change. Can you imagine that? We change. We change as we get older. Things go wrong. Things break down. Things aren't right. Used to have more hair. Used to be a different color. All of these things happen to our bodies. We change. Christ does not change. He remains the only all-sufficient Savior for all of God's elect throughout all of God's history forever. That means that the Jesus who saves you is the same Jesus that your great, 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 great grandchildren will one day believe in for salvation. Listen to what is said in Psalm 103. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear Him, and His righteousness to children's children. The same God is the same God that our ancestors trusted through Christ and our descendants can trust in. He's the same Jesus. That means that no matter what the trial or temptation or persecution or pain or difficulty that you may face, you can follow in the footsteps of those who have followed the only Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will find the same blessings and the same comfort and the same help and the same salvation that they found. And knowing what they found in Him and what you too find in Him, and what your great, 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 great grandchildren will one day find in Him through faith. What they will find is the changeless, ageless, eternal Savior, the same Lord Jesus Christ, the same Savior of all of God's elect throughout all of history to the very end and beyond. He remains our Savior forever. Let's pray. Father, Christ is a great Savior. And how we praise You and thank You for that fact. How we thank You, Lord, that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And therefore, we are called upon to walk in the footsteps of those who followed after Him. That we are called upon to imitate their faith as we think about their lives, how they lived and how they died, how they trusted, knowing that we can do the same by Your grace in Christ. And Father, we pray for those coming after us. We pray for our children and our children's children and on down through the ages. We pray, Lord, Your blessing upon them through the Lord Jesus Christ, that they too would trust in Him, that they too would live godly lives through faith in Christ and serve Him all their days, to the very end and to beyond. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.